Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. For the first and only time in its 90-year history, the Cayuga Rural Fire Brigade will get a fire station. State government has put $650,000 in the bank for the local RFS brigade near Musselbrook, who have their development application for the shed currently with council. Their next problem was going to be how they'll fund it, and now they don't have to worry. Steve, the Cayuga captain, says they're very grateful.
I'd just like to thank everyone that was involved in all the input, and Bulga RFS for all the help and support along the line to get us through to this stage for the shed. This is a huge thing for us guys. We can got good training facilities now. It'd be a lot better for us down the track with all our young fellas coming through and young ladies also.
The Upper Hunter by-election ballot draw for May 22 was drawn in Singleton today. The ballot paper draw determines the position of candidate names on the paper and confirmed there were 13 candidates for the by-election. Kirsty O'Connell drew the first place on the ballot paper and said this morning she's very happy with drawing the position, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
It's a huge field. It is a Melbourne Cup field of contenders for this. But, you know, I think there are a few things that just sort the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, in terms of our future. And there aren't many candidates who are actually putting forward a plan for where this region goes next.
To other news, and 12 weeks of transition planning for the Liddell Power Station in Musselbrook started today. Energy giant AGL said it's in preparation for the station's closure in 2022-23, with Delta Group awarded the tender for the first stage of the closure, decommissioning and demolition planning for the station. AGL said this is an important milestone in the closure process. In August 2019, AGL announced the first unit at Liddell will close in April 2022, with the remaining three units closing in 2023, supporting system reliability throughout the summer months in 2022-23. The first stage of these works will conclude in mid-July this year. And Newcastle Airport will soon have its runway widened to accommodate more and larger plane services and enhance their freight capabilities. Prime Minister Scott Morrison was at the airport today to announce $66 million to accommodate longer range domestic and international passenger services, as well as significantly increase large freight capabilities to benefit local exporters. Newcastle Airport estimates the improvements could operate around 4,400 full-time jobs, deliver an additional 850,000 visitors to the region, and add $12.7 billion to the local economy over the next 20 years. The second round of Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League kicks off tomorrow. The Scone Thoroughbreds will take to the field in the first grade for the first time this season, going up against the Singleton Greyhounds. Meantime, after three rounds away, the Singleton Bulls will have their first game at home this weekend. They'll be playing the Wanderers Rugby League Club from Newcastle at home. Third grade kicks off at 12:30 tomorrow. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.